It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
We're on here for Fort Recovery Girls Volleyball tonight, and we are at the Fort Site Fieldhouse here with the girls taking on the Rushi Lady Raiders from Rushi, Ohio. Their colors are blue and gold, and the Indians warming up here, getting ready about 7 minutes before the game starts. Steve Stone here with Big Reese.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the game. Indians coming off an absolutely incredible win against New Bremen. What did Coach say about that one?
I wasn't actually here for that game. I was doing a workout for baseball, but my sister was, I talked to her for a little bit, and she basically said, we have a chance, but we're just on to play to our ability and see what happens. And we did that, and we came out with the win.
Well, so, let me tell you, I was here, and our girls, I don't know how to describe how they played. They played spectacular. The defense was incredible, and that's what anybody, and I'd be the first one to admit, I don't know a lot about volleyball. I don't know why I'm calling it, I guess because Neil asked me, but Kurt Ramel and Diana know a lot about volleyball, and Kurt just went on and on and on about our defense, and our defense was spectacular, absolutely spectacular. We had, I think 4 or 5 girls that had double-digit digs.
Kaya, I heard, was huge.
Kaya was incredible, but Kaya, I think she had 17 digs, and the Kanapke girl had 19. So, the girls just played so good. They had momentum. They refused to give it up. And even when Paige would get a couple of spikes in there, Paige Jones, they never got down. They supported each other. It was a thing of beauty. So I hope, after a huge win like that, it's easy to, I don't want to say get complacent, but I guess you could kind of have a hangover from a huge win like that. And Rushi is an outstanding team. They are, I don't know what their record is. I didn't get the details on that. But I know they are a very, very, very good team. So we have no room to
sit back,
take them lightly, whatever. We're going to have to play an outstanding game to come away, with a victory here, because Rushi, again, is phenomenal. So, again, huge week for the Lady Indians in their volleyball matchups. Got a really tough game tonight with the Rushi Raiders.
Yep.
You guys got time here. Get up here and support our Indians in person. Again, the place was rocking, too.
I was listening to the radio, and I can only – when we scored, I knew when we scored because the crowd went nuts before even the guy said anything about it. So.
We had a fantastic crowd. New Bremen brought a huge crowd. Now, Rushi doesn't have nearly the crowd New Bremen brought. But you guys need to get up here and support these Indians. We have got an outstanding team. We are really deep. We got a lot of girls that can come off the bench and play some very, very, very good sets for us. And so get up here and support the Indians. And they have, like I said, a really, really tough week coming up. We've got Rushi tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to go to Versailles.
That's going to be another tough one.
That is going to be a very, very tough game for the Indians.
Yeah.
Plus, playing away, I'd be a little bit more confident in winning if I knew that we were at home. But we're going to be playing at Versailles. They have an outstanding program. And are you calling that game with me?
I will not.
Say yes.
Dang it.
So you got, Reese, Rogers, and Steve tonight. I'll be calling the game tomorrow at Versailles with Fort Recovery Radio. And then Thursday, we fortunately are at home, but we've got Marion Local coming in
They're also not a bad team either. They hung with – I was watching a little bit of film before that New Bremen game, and they hung with them. So,
well, the coaches' poll just came out this week. The Division IV Ohio coaches' poll came out for week two, and New Bremen was number one, but after we beat them, New Bremen dropped to number two, and St. Henry is number three, and we had a very dismal performance against St. Henry, yeah. And they beat us fairly handily. So St. Henry's number three, and Fort Recovery is number four. They moved up from number six to number four. So the Indians, that kind of got a big target on your back when you're ranked that high in the state.
Yeah.
If you go down the top ten here, you've got St. Paul, Norwalk, number one. They moved into the number one spot. New Bremen fell to number two. St. Henry, number three. Fort Recovery, number four. Ottoville, number five. Lipsig, number six. Buckeye Central, number seven. And then our opponents for Thursday is a Marion Local. They're ranked number eight. Dalton's number nine. I have no clue where Dalton is. Have you ever heard of Dalton? No clue. And then Arlington is 10. So a lot of very – and then to round out actually here, I mean, to tell you how strong we are in this part of Ohio, if you live under a rock and don't realize how great our athletics are, you go down this top 20, you've got Fort Laramie is ranked actually tied for 13th. You've got Columbus Grove at 15th. You've got Jackson Center at 16th. You got New Knoxville at 17th. So there's, we're going to play New Knoxville later in the season.
Yep.
So we've got a great team. We've only got one loss. What are we, 8-1 or 9-1? Guess I should know that. But anyhow, we've got an outstanding program, but we are just in an unbelievably good conference. So it's going to be a bloodbath when you get into the heat of the MAC conference here. So just got a text from a girl in Lexington, Kentucky, that said she was listening to us. So a big shout out to my daughter, Corey, that just texted me and said she's listening to us. She's in nursing school down at UK. She keeps telling me she's going to put a UK flag up in my front yard. And I told her she's absolutely welcome to put that flag up, but she has to put her own flag pole up to support that flag because my Ohio State flag will not come down. So I think we need to get to a break here. We'll run a couple of commercials, and we're just about to get underway.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection. Charming country decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a health.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School with the lineups for tonight's matchup between the Rushi Lady Raiders and our Fort Recovery Indians. Starting lineup for the Rushi Raiders is Lexi Mannen, Ashley Scott, Morgan Wendrick, Jenna Cordonier, Larissa Poling, and Cameo Wilson. And their varsity coach is Aaron Watkins. Assistant coach is Bethany Grillo. And we are getting ready for the lineup for our Lady Indians. Now they're announcing the non-starters: Alexis Bupp, Val Mullenkamp, Chloe Showalter, Hannah Kanapke, Brooke Collig, Kelsey Judy, and Olivia Patch are non-starters. Here's our starting lineup for our Lady Indians. Number two, Paige Judy. Number four, our freshman, Paige Fortcamp, who had an outstanding game.
Yep.
Brooke Darkey, Kaya Wendels, our libero, Madison Rammel, Cass Martin, number 24, who led us in kills against New Bremen, Carly, and our senior, Carly Stone. Our coaches tonight, of course, are Coach Collig, who looks like she's just about ready to have a kid anytime, and Travis Guggenbeller. Both our coaches do a tremendous job, and I know our, for the most part, I think all the players really like them an awful lot. I don't know. You could maybe tell me better.
I have no clue.
They do a great job. We really appreciate all the time and effort they put into our volleyball program, along with all the girls and their dedication. And again, what a phenomenal win against the Bremen Cardinals. And we really shut down Paige Jones. I mean, I don't know. She is arguably one of the best volleyball players in Ohio. And I think she did have quite a few kills, but she just really wasn't completely effective against us.
I think around 25-ish.
Yeah, she still, I mean, she got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
She definitely wasn't the dominant player like she certainly can be. So if she had an off night, I guess that bodes well for the Indians. We are getting ready to get this thing underway. Do you know the officials tonight? I know Todd Hinkle, but I don't know the other one. Do you know the other one?
Kim Egbert.
Kim Egbert and Todd. And if this is going to be any forecast of what we can expect, Todd called a really tight JV game.
Yeah, he did. He was calling
double hit. And he really was hard on those JV players. So Todd calls a very, very, very good game. Rushi's got the ball, and they are going to serve to Fort Recovery, and this thing is underway. Picked up by Carly in the back, set by Madison. Here comes Paige. Nice attack picked up by Rushi. Coming back, Carly with another dig in the back row. Set. Tip. Oh.
Good block by Paige Judy.
Yeah.
Cass mistimed her jump.
Yeah, she did kind of mistime her jump there for that attack, but Paige was right there to block that one, and
So is that considered a kill then?
According to Diana Rammel, that would be considered a kill.
That's called a tip in my book.
Back to play, Cass Martin. What'd they call?
Double hit. On Maddie.
Double hit on Maddie. I didn't see that.
Both officials are pretty strict on that double. Yeah.
She had a nice set to Cass, and Cass drilled an attack for what would have been a point, but they called a double hit, so that makes our score 1-1. Here we go again. Paige with a tip, picked up. Would have been out, but Kai chased after. Here comes Stoney from the back row. Nice dig by Rushi. Here comes Paige. Give her a good set. It's hard to return that. She's so darn tall.
Yep. Alexis Bupp comes in for Paige G and will serve for the Indians.
Tall girl with long arms.
Yep.
That makes our score 2-1. Indians leading. Buppy's getting ready to serve. Ball's up. Picked up in the back row by Rushi. Here comes on the attack. Block.
Wow.
Great. Right there's Cass Martin. Cass Martin. And we beat New Bremen last week without Brooke
Garkey,
who's one of our best blockers. Cass and Brooke are probably our two best blockers without question. But Brooke looks healthy, and she's back playing tonight.
Yep.
Cass gets that block. Here we go again. Little tip by Rushi, picked up easily by Kaya. Here comes Stoney. Ooh, block. Good attack by Stoney.
Yeah.
Blocked. Here comes Cass.
Wow.
We got a wicked combination up front. We got Carly on one side and Cass on the other. They blocked Carly. Maddie had a great set to Cass. Cass was on the opposite side and drilled one in for a point. That makes our score 4-1. Indians. Buppy puts the ball into play. Picked up by Rushi. Going to be a free ball over. Stoney with the dig. Tip. Maddie picked up easily. Here comes Rushi on the attack.
That was in block.
That wasn't a block. She just hit it right into the net. So, again, point for the good guys. Buffy back to serve. She's on a little bit of a roll here, which we like. Ball's up. Great serve by Buffy. Picked up by Rushi. On the attack. Good attack and kill by Rushi. Gives them a point. That makes our score 5-2. Rushi's going to be serving the ball. We got number two serving for
Whitney Plyman.
Rushi, Whitney Plyman. Here comes a set to Stoney. Pushed over, pushed back by Rushi, picked up by Hannah. Here comes Cass. Oh, hits it wide. Out.
I'm not sure what Rushi was doing on that pushback. They didn't really. That was a free ball over, and they kind of just returned it to us. Like, here you go.
Cass hits that one wide, so that's a point to Rushi there. Tried to drop in a soft one, soft serve. Here comes. Dang it. Cass with another one that went wide. Now Rushi's on a little bit of a run here. That makes our score 5-4. Rushi sneaking back in this. Whitney Plyman getting some decent serves in, but we got to get those kills, attacks in instead of out. Here comes Stoney. Nice.
Good push.
Nice push, but that's going to be scored, I'm sure, a kill.
Brooke Garkey comes in for Kai Wendell, and Cass Martin will go back and serve for the Indians.
So we've got Cass Martin serving. Oh my goodness, I hate those unforced errors. Serves the ball right into the net. That's going to be a point for Rushi.
She's on a little struggle right now.
Indians up 1-6-5. Ball's up, picked up by Kaya. Set, here comes Stoney. Oh, nice. That's going to be a point for the Indians.
Paige Fortkamp comes in for Hank Knapp.
Paige had an unbelievable game last week against New Bremen, being just a freshman.
She had a few under Carly.
Yeah, Carly had, I think, 15 kills, and she had 13.
13-ish, that's what.
Something like that, just a couple behind.
Good serve, Maddie Rammel.
Great serve, dropped one in there. Picked up by Rushi, coming back here. Set, Stoney.
Wide again.
Oh, my goodness, they called that wide. Out. We got to quit. Let's see. We had Cass hit three out. Carly hit one out. Bad serve. All their points basically are from our errors. Ball's up. Picked up by Kaya. Set, Maddie. Here comes Paige. Great attack picked up by Rushi. block by Brooke. Great hustle by Kai getting the ball back over. Another great dig by Kaya. Here comes Paige. Little bump over, picked up easy by Rushi. Push back over by Rushi. Kaya. Paige. Fort Camp.
Great hustle. That's Bub.
Great hustle by Buffy. Free ball back over, but great hustle by Buffy to get back there. That ball was, I guess you'd call that an attack, but it was more of a tip and it went out.
Rushi hasn't made a mistake yet. They're returning everything, and they're not making any serves, so.
Yep, here comes Stoney, great serve. Our score is 6-8.
What they net call? On Paige Fortcamp.
What?
She put it into the net and had number 4. I don't know. I don't think she was in the net, but
I didn't get that. Okay, our score is 8-7. Rogers and I are confused, but that's fairly typical.
Wow.
Nice. I guess you'd call it a block, wouldn't you? That wouldn't be a kill. Paige, I can't say Paige anymore because we got two of them out there. Paige, I have to say Judy and Fortcamp. Kaya serving. Kind of haphazardly hit over by Rushi. Here comes Paige. Nice Paige Fortcamp. Nice or Paige Judy. Nice Judy. Attack. Back the other way. Block by Paige and
Cass.
There's Kaya set.
Maddie.
Oh.
Blocked and out.
Blocked and in. So that's going to be a point for the Lady Raiders. Makes our score 9-8. Rushi hanging around here. Yeah, you're right. They're not making a lot of mistakes, and we've made plenty. So Stoney with the dig in the back, set. Here comes Paige, knocks it over. Paige Fortcamp, set. Tip, just a little tip right over our block, and that falls in. Should make our score 9-9, but they haven't changed it yet. Still 9-8, but oh, there it went. 9-9, tied up.
That's net right there.
I would have thought so. Stoney from the back row. Picked up. Stoney again with the dig. Here comes an attack by Paige. Fortcamp picked up by Rushi coming back the other way. Out. Thank goodness.
Hit the antenna.
Out. Makes our score 10-9. Got Hannah Kanapke coming in for, who'd she come in for? Paige Fortcamp.
Paige Fortcamp.
Hannah's going to be serving in the back row there with Carly. Ball's up. Picked up by Rushi. Nice attack by Rushi, but they hit the ball wide. So that's going to be a point for the Indians. That makes our score 11-9. You got to jump in here, Reese. I'm tired of talking already. Ball's up. Picked up by Rushi. They're on the attack. Oh, nice block by Cass Martin. Here they go again.
Paige. That's going to be now on Paige Judy. Or no?
Yep. They called Paige on. Or yeah, they called Paige for being in the net.
He put up number 2, and I thought.
She gets called for that.
A decent amount.
Yep.
11-10.
Ball's up. Picked up by Kaya. Set Maddie. Here comes Cass.
Wow.
Nice dig by Rushi. Hustle.
Good hustle by Indians there.
Yep. Hustle. Get the ball back over. Free ball, but great hustle. Ooh. Nice block by, again, Cass Martin. Knocked out by Rushi. That Cass Martin is unbelievable in that front row. She is unbelievable blocking that.
Alexis Buck comes in for Paige Judy, and we'll serve for the Indians.
Come on, Buffy. Nice serve by Buffy, picked up by Rushi. Looks like it's going to be a free ball over. Here comes Maddie with the set. Stoney. Blocked. Blocked in.
Barely in, though.
Stayed in. At number 9, that Larissa Poling, she's a tall cuss over there for Rushi.
Yeah.
She blocked Carly on that good attack. That makes her score 12-11. Indians still leading by one. Here's Maddie with the set.
Good set.
Oh, nice. Cass gets a kill in there for the Indians. That makes our score 13-11. Indians up by two.
Brett Darkey comes in for Kyle Wendell.
Oh, come on, Cass. Let's get on a roll here. Oh.
And Kelsey Beauty will.
Coach decides to let Kelsey serve that. So Cass is going to come out, take a drink of water, and we got Kelsey Judy in there. Come on, Kelsey.
Oh, nice
serve by Kelsey. Here comes.
That was another close one.
That was another close one. Rushi tried to push that all the way over to the corner, and thank goodness pushed it out. So point Indians. Kelsey Judy is back to serve again. Nice serve.
Yep.
Set. Here's Rushi on the attack. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. That was Brooke and Carly. Brooke, Darkey, and Carly right there on the block.
When their number nine gets going, they're. I bet they're pretty good.
Yeah,
I bet
they're. She's tough. She is tough. Nice soft serve by Kelsey. Here comes Kelsey with the set. Stoney. Oh, give her a kill, baby. Give her a kill. And Rushi's seen enough. They're going to take a timeout with the Indians leading 16-11. We're going to take a break.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse with the Indians leading, our Lady Indians leading the Rushi Raiders 16-11. Hey, remember, you have got to stay tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to be at Versailles, and I'm going to be calling that game. And then Thursday, we're going to host Marion Local. Couple of state-ranked teams here, both in the MAC. I'm thinking, what's Versailles ranked? They are like top 10.
They're top 10 for sure.
They're top 10, and then Marion is number 8 here in our conference. Did I say that right? Yeah. And then Friday, we've got Fort Recovery at Minster. Going to be a huge game at Minster. And, of course, that's going to be called by Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bubba Bruins. We're back here. Kelsey's still serving. And the ball's up. Ooh, a little soft floater in there. Here comes the attack. Little tip. Maddie tipped it back over, and that big girl was waiting for it and slammed it in there for a kill. Makes our score 16-12. And, man, that girl needs to rotate out of that front row.
I don't understand what just happened there.
I'm tired.
So Cass Martin came in for Kelsey Union, and Cass Martin came straight back out for Kyle Wendell.
Great unforced error, so that gives us a point. The number 6 there for the Rushi, Jenna Cordonia, served that one into the net. It's going to be a point for the good guys.
Did you see that?
We got no. Maddie serving. Kind of a messed up play for the Raiders. Here comes Fort Recovery on the attack. Paige Judy, or Paige Fortcamp. Paige Fortcamp with the kill. Too many pages. Too many pages in our book. Maddie with another great jump serve. Picked up by Rushi. Attack from the back row. Would have been out, but Buffy saved it. Back over by the Indians. Nice attack. Unbelievable dig by
Kaya.
Back over. Here comes the attack again. A little push. Picked up by the Indians easily. Set by Maddie.
Paige.
Here comes Paige. Picked up by Rushi. Got a long one going.
Oh.
Pushed way out by Rushi. Gives the Indians another point. 19-12. I was hoping the Indians wouldn't have a hangover from their big win. And
not showing so far.
Not showing it so far. They're playing pretty good.
Gotta get closer to the net.
Yeah, number 9, their big tall girl, tried for a little bit of a push, but she thought she was right next to the net, and being that she was 4 feet away from the net, it didn't work very well. Well, worked good for the Indians because gave us a point. Maddie still serving, balls up, little floater. Picked up by their libero, coming back the other way.
Good block by Brooke Garkey.
Nice block by Brooke Garkey. Makes our score 21-12. Indians starting to pick up the intensity a little bit, playing a little better. Here comes Madison with another nice serve. Back over. Buffy picks that up in the back row. Here comes Carly. Ooh, not the best set in the world, but she got it over. Here comes Rushi. A little bit of, they push the ball too much. Here comes Brooke. Oh, she shanked that one off the side of her hand. Didn't even make it over. That's going to be a point. Rushi Raiders score 21-13. Their big number nine's in the back row. Thank goodness she's not in the front anymore. She's serving. I don't know how tall she is. She's got to be pushing 6 foot. Great serve by her. Here comes double. Well, I'll tell you what, they called two hits on Rushi, which was great because it's our point, but Brooke Garkey was right there for the attack and totally blocked the ball right back in the girl's face, so it would have been our point anyhow. Stoney with a little floater gets across the net. Here comes ridiculous push by the Raiders.
Oh wow.
Paige Fortkamp. Did she get 2 points for that?
And I don't know why.
It's in the black.
Yeah.
It's in the black bag over there. That Shane kid can move a little faster. It looks like he's in slow motion.
He doesn't know where it's at.
Yeah, he doesn't have a clue. He's kind of like his dad.
And then he chucks it back in. Come on, Shaney.
Oh, my gosh. Carly's ready to serve here with the Indians leading by 10, 23-13. Nice jump serve. Terrible dig by Rushi, but they got it back over. Here comes upset. Brooke picked up by Rushi coming back the other way. Who'd they call that on?
20 or 2.
Oh, gosh darn it. Paige in the net again. That makes our score 23-14. Rushi serving. Ball's up, picked up by Kaya. Here comes Paige.
Wow.
Judy makes up for that in net with a nice kill.
Cass Martin comes in for Brooke Garkey.
Here we go. 24-14. Indians can end it right here. Kaya with the ball up, picked up.
That's going to be double.
That's going to be a double hit. Man, those officials are Nazis on that stuff. And no, Indians come away with a win in this first set, 25-14. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse getting ready for set number 2. Indians came away with a win in the first set, 25-14,
yep,
I believe.
14.
Want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors here on Fort Recovery Radio, Bridge Street Tavern, Forget Me Not Florist, K&L Tractor Calp Pharmacy, Hastings Auto Sales. Can't say enough good things about that Harold Feeler guy. He's a pretty good dude. Hall Brothers. Got to love Hall Brothers. and who am I forgetting? Reesner. Oh. Reesner Energy and Fowler Mechanical. Yeah. Please support all of our sponsors here in Fort Recovery. Lots of good people. I think I forgot K&L. How could I forget K&L? Holman's going to be mad at me. We're getting ready to start our second set here, Fortsight Fieldhouse. Steve Stone, along with Big Reese Rogers, who's going to stand me up tomorrow night when we're doing Versailles at Versailles, so I don't know who I'm going to recruit to help me, because I sure as a heck...
Diana's been up here for
a while. We better get Diana back. She is a volleyball expert. And then Thursday, we've got volleyball hosting Marion Local, and Fort Recovery's going to have both of those. And then Friday, we've got big game against Minster.
That'd be a huge win to get Fort Recovery back on the right track.
Yeah, we absolutely need to get things going. We've got kind of a disappointing loss to the Coldwater Cavaliers last Friday night. Score was a little lopsided, but they took advantage of some very untimely turnovers by the Indians.
Yeah.
So if we could get rid of that turnover bug, we'd be in a lot better shape. But give Coldwater credit, they played well.
So in our front row, we got Cass Martin, Paige Judy, and Paige Fort came to the back, serving for the Indians, Kaya, Carly, and Maddie Rammel.
And we're underway. Oh, wow. Nice block by Cass and Paige Fortcamp. Free ball over by Rushi. Here comes Indians on the attack. Paige Fortcamp, I'm telling you right now, is going to be a superstar.
Paige Fortcamp and Paige Judy after this year is going to be.
And I don't want to take anything away from Paige Judy. She's fantastic and she's tall. And Cass Martin is certainly, I mean, we're going to have a good team next year too, but Paige Fortcamp has just really came into her own after that New Bremen game. Good hustle by Rushi. Pushed over by Rushi. Kaya always in the back row picking them up. Cass Martin.
She can jump.
Cass Martin. Yes, she do. She can jump out of the gym. She plays like she's 6 foot just because she can jump. Here comes the Indians again. Nice serve by Kaya Wendell. Little goofy tip.
Good hustle by Kaya.
Here comes Paige Fortcamp again. Picked up by Rushi. Stoney.
The head ground. Oh, that would have been in too. That corners.
Oh, I don't know. Another call like that by Todd. I'm going to have to put the headset down and go down there and have a word with him.
It was close.
It was close. Indians leading 2-1. Rushi serving. Ball's up. Serve received by Paige. Maddie with the set. Here comes Paige. Oh, nice.
And the weird thing was about that, he didn't blow his whistle or nothing. He was pointing at the main person and pointing at the ground, so it's not, he wasn't really signaling anything. So
Paige Fortcamp's going to take a seat, and we've got Hannah Kanapke in to serve, who played a tremendous game against New Bremen. Serve received by Rushi. Attack. Set by Maddie. Here comes Paige again. Drops another one in. Good block. Good setup to block by Rushi. But Paige got the ball between their hands in the net, so that's going to be another point for the Indians. Hannah Kanapke still serving. Little floater. Drops an ace on the Rushi Raiders. Drops one right over the net. Back row couldn't get up to get it. Dropped in for an ace. 5-1 Indians. Hannah Kanapke still serving. Threw another floater across. Picked up.
Maddie.
Tried to do, what do you call that? I mean, just our setter tried to just, Maddie tried to just do a quick push over to catch them off guard, but pushed it right into the net. Point Rushi. Here we're going back the other way. Here comes Paige again. Nice dig. Okay, nice dig by Rushi. They got the ball back over the net, but unfortunately they pretty much set Cass Martin up at the net and hammered the ball right back at him.
That's really nothing you can do there.
Yeah, good hustle by Rushi and good awareness by Cass to get that back right in their face. Buppy with the serve. Tip.
get it over. Tie it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, unbelievable hustle.
Wow.
Unbelievable hustle by the Indians. Kaya was just about to step two rows up into the stands, knocks the ball somehow completely back over the net. Unbelievable play. Great hustle by the Indians. Lots of smiles out on the floor right now for the Indians. Buppy's still serving, and she's going to fly that out of bounds. Makes our score 7-3, Indians leading here in the second set Monday night here at Forsythe Fieldhouse. Rushi serving number 6. Jenna Cordano gets it over. Here comes Carly Stone with the attack.
Point. It's going to be double on Maddie Rammel.
Wow.
They are getting strict as the game goes on.
No kidding. Carly had a great attack and put that down for a kill, but alas, for nothing. Here comes...
Oh, good great block by hustle. That number 9.
Yep, great hustle by Hannah. Buppy in the back row, set. Here comes Carly.
Oh, my. That's going to be double. A double on, or a lift on Carly.
Great block, number 9 in the front row there. Number 9, that Larissa Poling. Great block.
She's...
Ball's pushed back over by Carly. Oh, nice block by Maddie.
Golly.
Caught our girls completely asleep. Rushi's definitely on our little bit of a run right here. Makes our score 7-6. They clawed right back in this after being down 4 or 5 points.
Yeah.
Ball's up. Oh. I think coach ought to call a timeout. 7-7. Buppy shanks one. Serve receive out of bounds. Makes our score 7-7. Again, Rushi's got some momentum going right now.
She's call a timeout.
Yeah, she needs to call a timeout. Another shank in the back row by Hannah Kanapke. That makes our score 8.
That's even with the first game, this is how they start going, is our mistakes, and now they're capitalizing on it.
8-7, Rushi Raiders leading. Here comes Cass.
She was in the net.
We call Cass Martin in the net. That's going to make our score 9-7.
We got to call a timeout here soon.
Coach Reese and I both think we need a timeout, but Coach doesn't think so. So here's Fort Recovery on the attack. Stoney.
Ow.
Oh, my goodness. A timeout.
Yep.
Now we're going to call a timeout with our score 10-7 with Rushi leading.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Fort Recovery High School with the Indians trailing all of a sudden. The Rushi Raiders 10-7. Coach Collig wanted to take a timeout and have a word with the girls. And it looks like we're ready to get things back underway. What's Coach Collig do? Because she looks like she could just have that child anytime.
What'd
she do?
I think
you should know. Don't be stubborn.
I think it's the very first game of the tournament. Oh, she won't be there.
Oh, nice. Back to play here. Here comes Rushi on the attack. Carly with a dig set for Carly. Nice attack by Carly. Picked up by Rushi. Coming back the other way. Push over by their tall girl. Another set for Carly. Oh, nice one. Carly gets a roller over top of the blockers and falls right behind him for a point.
So she's hoping that she can be back for the sectional final, if I'm saying that right, for the second game of the tournament.
She didn't time that very well. Do you have a word with her about that? Kelsey Judy in to serve. Nice serve by Kelsey. Here we go. And another tip by Rushi. And they're going to call number 9.
Their setter double. Their setter double.
I didn't see that at all. Not that I know what I'm talking about, but I didn't see anything. But who cares? It's a point for the Indians. Kelsey Judy still serving. She's back to serve. Ball's up. Nice serve picked up by their libero. Rushi on the attack.
Out by a mile. Ooh, almost in trash.
She was hitting from south to north, and if that wall of the gym wasn't there, that ball would have landed in Carlton Rhodes' front yard. Ball's up. And
we do the same thing.
Does the same thing. Hits it out of bounds. Kelsey Judy's going to take a seat, and Cass Martin.
What is that?
I have no clue.
So Kelsey or Cass comes in for Kelsey, and then Cass comes straight back out for Kaya. I don't understand that. If Diane was up here, she could.
That's right. Nice dig by Kaya Stoney.
Maddie was in her way.
Little roller picked up by Cass. Or no, picked up by Hannah. Rushi on the attack. Picked up. Here comes Stoney.
Oh, hey, antenna.
Hit the antenna. Gosh darn it. I'm going to beat that kid when I get home. Makes our score 12-10. Rushi still leading, but Indians showing a little bit of sign of life there, trying to get the momentum back. Nice serve by Rushi.
That's net. That's for sure nail number 12. And the net was shaking.
I would have thought so, but attack by Rushi Point, so that makes her score 13-10.
We're not getting a break right now.
Nope. Hannah with the serve received. Carly.
What? Oh, my.
Not a good set, and ball into the net, so that's going to make our score 14-10. As soon as I said the Indians were playing a little better, they started playing worse. So the Indians now trailing 14-10. Rushi leading. Ball's up. Picked up by Buppy. Here's a nice set. Stoney. They're going to call
double. Jeez.
Double hit on Maddie. That's going to take the stretch the lead out by Rushi to 5. 15-10. Ball's up. Picked up by Hannah. Set. Stoney with the push. Picked up easily by Rushi.
That's going to be a double hit.
You know, at some point, this is just kind of getting ridiculous. There's another double hit.
This is not, just let them play. They're both doing it.
If it's obvious, let's call it. If it's.
It's a little, I mean, it's play.
Nice serve. The great hustle by Madison Rammel.
Oh, wow.
Two of them.
Get it over.
Wow. Unbelievable hustle by the Indians. You guys need to be here to watch this. Because I can't describe it as nice as it is.
Wow. Net on number 5?
Yep, net on number 5 by Rushi. That's going to be a point for the Indians. Indians clawing back in this a little bit here. Still trailing, 15-12. Maddie getting ready to serve. Come on, Maddie. Nice serve.
That's.
You would have thought they would have called, like, lifting on that. Oh, my goodness. Again, great hustle by the Indians. Great block by Brooke Garkey.
She should never hit that.
Great block by Brooke Garkey.
Yep.
Why don't we have a point? Shouldn't it be 14? Because it was just 13.
I don't know. Seems like it's a little behind.
Oh, another block by Brooke and Brooke Garkey and Val Fortkamp team up.
Paige
Fortkamp. Gosh darn it.
Now you're mixing up.
15-14, Indians on the comeback trail. Ooh, great attack. Picked up nicely by Fort Recovery.
Oh,
what the heck was that?
That was a hail at the very top of the net.
No, that was
Paige.
Paige Fortkamp. It was like a changeup. It was like she was going to come up and drill it.
Yeah, I went out.
And then it was great. Again, I can't describe it, but it was great. Indians on a roll now.
He's calling a timeout. You want to stay on? Talk about.
Rushi's going to call a timeout with the Indians leading by one now, 16-15. What are we talking about?
I don't know if you want to talk about that red paper.
Oh, yeah, maybe we need to talk about that. Disaster relief. Please help the Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma victims. The. Donations are going to anything you can bring, cash donations, personal items, hygiene, soaps, shampoos, lotions, deodorant, washcloths, toothbrush, toothpaste, buckets, brooms, mops, large sponges, bleaches, utility knife, masks. Please bring anything. Other hygiene items would be like diapers, wet wipes, underwear, socks, anything still in their packaging like that, drop all of those items off at the trailer up at the Trinity Lutheran Church here in Fort Recovery at 307 North Wayne Street, right across the road from Pack-A-Sack, or leave it on the porch out there in front. All those items are being collected and sent down to relief for Hurricane Harvey. And if you haven't seen the pictures from that, it's really devastating. So bring all those items up and help out the victims. Back to play here. Maddie still serving. Free ball over set by Madison. Here comes Paige. Nice block by Rushi. Picked up, coming back the other way. Great dig by Madison Rammel. Carly with a little roller. Picked up by Rushi. Push. Oh, wow.
Again, great hustle by Alexis Bupp.
By the Indians in general to get that ball back over. Block. Picked up by, set by Kaya. Here comes Paige. Oh, nice attack and kill by Paige Fortkamp.
I still say it's a tip.
That girl is picking up where she left off on the New Bremen game. She's playing extremely well in the front row. Indians up 17-15. Madison Rammel still back there serving for the Indians. And she hits the ball flipping out of bounds. Gosh, you can't have those.
Almost laying the first row bleachers.
You can't have those mistakes like that. 17-16. If any of our Fort Recovery High School boys are out there listening, I can't figure out why you're not here.
Is it, we got about a row and a half.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine students here. That's pretty ridiculous. I don't know what you guys are doing, but you need to come up here and support the girls. 17-17. Rushi will not go away in this set.
Wow.
Watching. Paige Fortkamp, she is having a heck of a game. Buffy's going to sit down and... Now our other Paige is coming in, Paige Judy. Carly Stone back to serve. Nice jump serve picked up by Rushi. Rushi on the attack. Stoney with a nice dig in the back. Here comes Paige.
Ooh.
Judy gets it over, picked up by Rushi.
Good block by Brooke Dyke and Paige Fortkamp.
Nice block by Paige Fortkamp and Brooke. Fantastic block. Makes our score 19-17. Carly Stone still serving. Ball's up. Little floater. Ooh, picked up by Rushi. Rushi's on the attack. Oh, another block. Another block by Brooke. This time it was Brooke Garkey and Paige Judy.
Yep.
With the block. Got our girls, our tall girls up there hawking that net. Makes our score 20-17. Carly still serving. Great serve by Carly. Picked up by Rushi. Left-handed punched over by Rushi. Oh, Paige Fortkamp. Another kill. Rushi's going to take a timeout with the Indians leading 21-17.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse with the Indians leading 21-17. The JVs 1 and 2, right?
Yep, 1, 2. Easy. First one actually was pretty good, and the second one is just...
Yeah, the Indians... Well, Rushi hung around. They played well, but Indians pulled away at the end. So we won in two with the JVs. Now we're in the second set. Indians won 25-14. First time around, we're in the second set here. Carly Stone serving. Indians leading 21-17. Let's finish this, girls.
Yep.
Nice jump serve by Fort Recovery. Picked up. Rushi's on the attack. Oh, nice block.
Yep.
Double hit.
Just go up and hit that.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking. Gosh darn it, I don't know what she was thinking. 21-18. That's going to be a point for Ricci.
That ball was almost better than I said. Just go up and whack it.
Yep, you're right. I agree with you, Reese. Ball's up. Picked up by Kaya. Oh, nice. Oh, yes, bow.
Paige nice Fortkamp.
Paige Fortkamp. What a foul for?
I don't know what.
There is one.
Yeah, Val Mullenkamp.
Yep.
Oh my. Pancake? Nope. Holy, that barely just got over that block.
Yep. Give a point to Rushi. That makes our score 21-19. They're going to be serving. They just won't go away in this second set, and they're playing pretty well. Ball's up. Set. Here comes.
Oh, yes.
Netting on Rushi. I thought they were going to call on Paige.
I thought they were going to call that. She was. I thought they were going to call that on Paige, but they didn't, thank goodness. That makes our score 23-19.
The face Paige Judy gave after that was...
Yeah, I thought for sure that was on her. Or she was in the net, but I guess they caught the Rushi Raider before they caught us.
We'll take it.
Nice serve by Kanapke. Oh, what are they going to call? Double hit?
Jeez.
Oh, God's sakes.
At least it's not against us.
Well, I know it's not against us, but it's like you don't let the girls really get into any kind of momentum and play because you're just constantly calling that.
It's almost wild every three times, almost.
Yeah. 24-19.
Great serve.
Hannah drops one in there. Oh, nice block by Cass Martin. Maddie, here comes Cass with a tip. Stoney picks us up in the back. Here comes Paige.
Left-handed, no.
Another
good block by number nine.
Yeah, nice block. Got to give Rushi credit. Nice block. Block that back in right on Paige's toes. Point Rushi. That makes our score 24-20.
Come on, let's end it.
Set. Here comes Cass. Oh, nice. Nice.
Block and some good.
Yes, that's our point. 25-20. Indians leading now two sets to none. What are we doing? We're taking a break?
You want to talk about what's coming up if you want to?
What we have coming up this week, Tuesday, tomorrow, we are going to be at Versailles. Fort Recovery Radio broadcasting with me, Steve Stone. Thursday, we've got, unfortunately, you have me again, volleyball. Marion, again, going to be a couple of really tough games for our Indians to play, at Versailles.
Are we home against Marion? Yeah.
And then we are home against Marion. And again, just going to be a really tough game. Again, you look at Marion, they're ranked number 8 in the state. Fort Recovery is ranked number 4 in the state. And we've got knocked New Bremen off their pedestal there at number 1, and they fell down to number 2. And I think that is...
That's week two.
That's Division 4. So what's Coldwater and Versailles? They're Division 3. And Coldwater's ranked number one, and I believe
Versailles has got to be in the top 5. I would have to guess.
I read that earlier today, and I can't remember. But yeah, they're definitely in the top 10. So we go from playing Versailles, who's in the top 10 in Division 3, and then we go and play on Thursday the number 8 ranked team in our division, which is Marion Local, and they're good every year. I mean, they're outstanding every year. So
they're almost good in every sport: basketball, volleyball, football. So
we've got quite a week here, and fortunately for you guys, we're going to be broadcasting both of those games, and then of course we've got the one and only Jeff Hobbs doing the Fort Recovery Radio Fort Recovery football at Minster, and Joe Bubba Bruins is going to be alongside Mr. Jeff Hobbs, and those boys do a great job for Fort Recovery Radio. And again, before the break here, we were talking about the disaster relief. Give it up for Trinity Lutheran Church. They're accepting all these different items.
Almost anything, really.
Yeah, at Fort Recovery here at 307 or 303 North Wayne Street at the church, basically just right across from Pack-A-Sack. You know, send your items up there. You know, personal care items, soap, shampoos, lotions, deodorants, washcloths, toothbrushes, toothpaste, cleaning items, buckets, brooms, mops, sponges, bleach, utility knives for cutting drywall, masks, anything, you know, work gloves, rubber gloves, anything to help people clean up from the mess they have down there. Hygiene items such as diapers, wet wipes, feminine hygiene products, underwear, socks in new packaging. Reese, don't be cleaning your drawers out of your drawers. Don't be cleaning your drawers out of your drawers and taking them up there. They have to be clean and new. They have to be in the package and drop them off. All that stuff's going to be sent down to the hurricane victims, Harvey and Irma. And we have two more hurricanes in the Caribbean right now, and who knows where those suckers are going to end up. So very active season of weather down there. Yeah. We are ready to get started with the third set here at Fort Recovery Fieldhouse.
Hopefully third and final set.
Hopefully third and final set. Ball's up. Picked up by Paige in the back row. Oh, my goodness.
Paige Fortkamp, like you say, is going to be a superstar here in the next.
Give Paige Fortkamp another kill. She's got to be leading the team in kills. You should be keeping stats. What'd I bring you along for? Shouldn't you be keeping stats?
If Diane would be up here, she could probably.
That's right. Paige has got to be. Paige Fortkamp's got to be leading the team this game with kills. She's having a great game. Oh, gosh. Great attack by Paige. She killed the ball, and then it was blocked back to us. Maddie jumped up and tried to push it to the side and pushed it out of bounds. So that makes our score 1-1. Rushi serving. And what the heck happened
lift
right there?
By Maddie Rammel.
Lift by Maddie Rammel. So that's going to make our score 2-1. Rushi Raiders. Ball's up. Serve received by Kaya. Nice attack by Cass. Nice attack by Rushi back. Here's Madison with the set. Back row attack by Kanapke, and she's going to knock that
here
one out.
Here we go again.
Knock that ball out of bounds. Yeah, absolutely. God, it's just
we're just giving them all their points at the beginning. And then
unforced errors by the Indians. Ball's up. Picked up by Kaya. Set. Here comes Paige Judy.
She's a piece.
Yeah, not returning that one. She got a whale of a swing on that baby. Paige is going to take a seat, and Buppy's going to come in to serve. Alexis Bupp. Let's get us on a roll, Buppy. Yep. Nice serve by Buppy.
Two.
She on
her
attack.
Call two. Jeez.
Double hit. How many have they called between a JV and varsity game?
It's
Has
incredible.
It been 20?
Oh, I bet.
Bet it's been at least 20.
Easy.
20 double hits. Buppy on the serve.
And smokes the antenna.
How do you hit the antenna on a serve? She could serve that ball 100 times from right there and never hit that antenna once.
I haven't seen that this year, though. I've never
Not
seen
the
someone
serve.
Just smoke it, though.
Buffy digs the ball in the back. Stoney. Oh, nice attack picked up by Rushi coming back the other way.
Double hit again. This
no way.
Is incredible.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Absolutely.
This is almost
ridiculous.
Game dumb. I mean.
Yeah, their coach is really irate. And understandably so. Neither one of these teams get any kind of momentum going because it's just constantly a double hit, double hit, double hit, double hit. Rushi on the attack. Oh, Carly Stone.
And Brooke Garkey.
That girl in the front, number 9, that we've been talking about all night, it's really good for them.
Yeah. I would have to guess she has to be a senior.
Where I'm standing, yes, she is. From where I'm standing, she looks like she's sitting. She looks like she's about 6'4".
Yeah.
And then we just immediately serve the ball out of bounds. After a great block by Carly, we come back to serve the ball out of bounds to make our score 5-5, and now we're back going the other way with number six, Jenna Cordon, you're stepping back to serve for the Rushi Raiders. Here in the third set, tied 5-5. Balls up. Picked up by Hannah. Set by Maddie. Hit over by Kanapke. Another set. Nice attack. Nice attack by Rushi. Good placement. And that's going to fall in there for a point. Makes our score 5-6. 6-5, Rushi Raiders. Got Jenna Cordon. You're back there still serving. Nice serve picked up by Kaya. Oh, nice attack by Brooke. Picked up by Rushi coming back the other way. Kaya with the dig. Here comes Stoney. Great attack. Great pickup by Rushi.
Oh, wow. Brooke Garkey
with a fantastic block.
Page four comes back in for
great attack.
Kanapke.
Great attack by Rushi, but, you know, Brooke was right there. Perfectly blocked. Makes our score 6-6.
Wow, good serve, Maddie Ramel. Good hustle by Maddie Ramel.
Good hustle by Maddie. Here comes Paige Fortkamp. Coming back the other way. Nice attack and point. That makes our score 7-6. Rushi hanging right in there. Rushi leading 7-6. Indians leading this match 2-0 at this point.
They're hanging in there, right, too?
Yep, they sure are. Kyle with the serve receiving the back. Stoney with a little push. And good for a point. Didn't think she was going to get that over, and it flopped right over the net.
Paige Judy's coming in for Buffy, and Carly Stone will go back and serve for the Lady Indians.
Carly's back to serve with our score tied 7-7. Great jump. I was just going to say great jump serve, and it's out. So not such a great serve. I'll tell you what, if we made this many mistakes against New Bremen, they'd have killed us.
They would put us right in their ground.
Yeah, they'd have killed us. We're making a lot of mistakes tonight, but trailing 8-7. Kaya back with a dig. Here comes Paige Judy. Great attack picked up by Rushi. I have no clue how they didn't call her. Both her feet were completely under the net on our side, and they didn't call that, but she hit the ball out of bounds, so we'll take it. That makes our score 8-8. Kaya Wendell serving, rips a serve across.
It's going to be double hit.
No way. Oh, my goodness.
My Lord.
Their coach is
30-ish.
Their coach is not happy.
30-ish times coming up on?
I don't know. It's been a bunch. Crazy amount.
Between both games, probably 30.
Kaya gets one over.
That's the whole net. Yeah, we did not hit that at all. That's going to be double. Oh,
one called double hit and one called a lift on the Indians. Oh, that's ridiculous. 9-9.
These are the most strict two I've ever seen.
Wow, that's ridiculous. Nice dig by Stoney. Here comes Paige. Yes!
Oh!
How'd they not call that a lift when Paige hit that? How'd that, whatever, that should have been a lift.
I mean, you cannot, I don't know.
Anyhow, the score makes our score 10-9, Indians trailing.
We're going to have one of them put in the net here.
Lexi Monin serving. Stoney with the serve receiving the back. Nice set. Oh, nice quick set. And Cass Martin was so far up in the air right there. You could have driven a car under her feet and just absolutely drills the ball into the floor for a point. Hannah Knapp.
That's a woman out.
Oh, great hustle by the Indians. Stoney with a back throw attack. Picked up. Oh, Carly, that was out. Carly, that would have been out. It's going to be a point for Rushi. Gosh, darn it, these guys just won't go away. Makes our score, the Rushi leading 11-10 right now. Indians are playing really, what do you want to say, kind of
taking a step back.
Just not playing this set for sure. Oh, great. Great attack by Cass Martin. Great attack. They don't have the enthusiasm that they had. Everybody's kind of got a long face and kind of looking around at each other. They're not fired up like I've seen them play.
Especially New Bremen.
For sure. Buppy back to serve. Nice serve. And Rushi on the attack. Unbelievable dig by Kaya.
Wow.
Oh, great job. Cass Martin is playing really good.
Yeah.
She just found a hole. They'll score that as a kill, but she tipped that over and found a big old hole on the other side in Rushi's defense and dropped it right in there. Buffy back to serve. Can't believe they didn't call out a double hit. Oh, nice block by Cass Martin and Maddie Rammel. Tremendous block. Point Indians, 13-11. Buppy back to serve again. Let's get on a roll, Buppy.
Yep.
Nice serve. They're on the attack. Little tip over. Oh, Kaya.
That was not blocked.
Yeah.
That was straightening
the net. Yeah, Kaya tried a back row attack there and hit it into the net. That's going to be a point for Rushi. Indians, though, leading now 13-12 in this third set. Great dig by Buffy. Here comes the set. Cass. Oh, yeah, baby. Cass drills one, lands right on the line in the back. Good for a point. Cass is playing really good, too.
Yep.
Cass,
Paige Ford, Kim, and Carly Stone.
Yep,
Paige.
Yep.
That's the three we need to have games that have a chance. Even Paige Judy's not playing well, not playing bad either.
Kelsey Judy in to serve. Great serve over.
Tip by their big girl.
Here comes pancake.
Oh.
Great hustle by Rushi. They had a pancake over on the far side there. And they're going to take a timeout here with the momentum kind of shifting a little bit over to the Indians. 15-12 here in the third set. Again, stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio for all your Fort Recovery sports. We are the Fort Recovery sports experts. Well, I'm not an expert in volleyball, but
getting better though.
Yeah, I hope so. I couldn't get any worse. Steve Stone, Reese Rogers here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. We've got obviously tonight's volleyball game with Rushi. Very good opponent tonight, and then we step right into tomorrow night. Girls do not get a break, and they get into the meat grinder that is the MAC schedule with Versailles. We're going to be broadcasting that from Versailles, and then Thursday we're here at home with the Marion Local Flyers. Lots of good volleyball to listen to this week, and then again Friday we've got Minster football at Minster.
Like we always claim, if you haven't came out and seen these girls play,
Fort Recovery even had more people, too, for the New Bremen game. Great crowd, but certainly there's plenty of seats here for more spectators to come appreciate this great team we got.
Yep.
Rushi on the attack. Little pushover. Here comes Stoney.
Ooh.
Oh, great block by Rushi. Oh, nice pushover by Carly. Picked up.
Wow. Brett Gardner.
Great hustle back and forth by both teams.
Found a hole. They just don't go away.
Yeah, they won't.
They're not bad. They're not.
They're a very, very,
very good team.
Great, great attack by Carly, but they had two girls right there and blocked it. But we were able to pick that back up. Oh. Rushi serves it right into the net, so that's another point for the Indians. That makes our score 16-13. Kelsey Judy's going to take a seat, and Cass Martin's going to come in. And then they do that whatever.
Switcheroo.
That's double switcheroo thingy. Then Cass sits down, and we put our libero in, which is Kaya Wendell. And we've got Madison Rammel back to serve. Ooh, and she just sneaks one over the net. Score that an ace. Come on. What are you here for? I'm calling it an ace. Maddie with another nice serve. Great hustle by Rushi. Here comes Fort Recovery on the attack. Great.
Maybe they
left. Great hustle by Rushi. Back to Fort Recovery. Here comes Paige again. Just does a roller this time. Free ball back over. Buffy picks it up. Nice set. Here comes Stoney. Yeah, you ain't digging that. Point Indians. 18-13. Maddie back to serve again. Let's go, Maddie. Nice serve. Serve receive. Here's Rushi on the attack.
Straight into the net.
Straight into the net. Oh, baby. I think we got him. We got him going. We got him down a little bit.
Yeah.
Indians up now 19-13. Come on, Maddie. Keep it going. Ooh, nice. Ace. Ace, ace, ace.
Timeout.
By Maddie Ramel. We're going to take it. Or actually, Rushi's going to take a timeout. And we're leading 20-13, and we're going to get to some commercials.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your...
With the computer, but...
should be on, yeah.
We're back on here. So we forgot that forget-me-not. Tess was telling you to come see forget-me-not Forest. There's your commercial. Okay, we're back. Indians on... Oh, Indians... Nice serve, and there was a serve receive, and everybody stirred around and looked at each other from Rushi like, okay, who's going to set that? And then nobody set it.
Nope.
So the ball hit the floor. Indians on a roll.
Wow.
Wicked serve by Maddie Ramel. Ace. Wicked serve. Their coach is absolutely irritated.
He's taking a seat now.
He is so mad. He's just sitting down and put his arms back behind his head. I think he's calling it a game, people. Maddie's back to serve. Ooh, another nice serve. Picked up by Rushi. Nice attack. Good attack by Rushi. They're going to get the point. That makes our score 22-14. Their coach is still sitting down. He's still irritated. You know what we're due for?
What?
Double hit.
Double hit. We haven't had that in a while.
No, we haven't had one, like six plays. Time for a double hit. Here comes Maddie. Oh, Brooke. Brooke, I'll tell you, I don't know anything about volleyball, but I know that you could have drove a car right through the middle of that whole Rushi, all the players.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to find the dead spot there, and that's right where Brooke put that ball for an eight or for a kill. Nice dig by Kaya in the back row. Here's the Indians on the attack.
That's out.
And they set Carly up for an attack from the back row, and that's out. So that's going to be a point for Rushi. Indians leading 23-15. Number five serving for them, and that is...
That's out by a mile.
Serves it out.
Game point.
Morgan Wendrick serves that out. Game point here for the Indians. Indians leading 24-15. I think we got this one in the bag, do you think, Reese?
Yep, I think so.
Stoney with a nice serve, and they just hit that ball clear out into the parking lot. So that is going to be a point for the Indians, and our game's over with the Indians winning, beating Rushi in three sets.
Yep.
Come back and talk about what we got going on this week in just a minute.
Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection. Charming country decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Back on, Steve.
Back on. If Corey Stone's still listening, I hope she is. I just want another shout out to Corey down in Lexington. Sometimes we get Perry Hall listening out in Burbank, California. I don't know if Perry's listening tonight, but everybody, I hope, listened to a really good volleyball game. The Indians come back after a huge win against New Bremen and then you come in with another opponent is good as what Rushi is. And Rushi is a very good volleyball team. We did beat them in three sets, but they are outstanding. And the Indians played well. They did not play with the level and intensity that they beat New Bremen with, but they played well. And so they come away with a three-set win here. And, again, it could have – with that type of a win, with the emotion that was in that win,
that was
like we talked about, you could have came back and played flat. You could have came back and – you know, you could have quite honestly against this team came back and just laid an egg.
Yeah.
And the team wasn't as sharp as we would have liked to have seen, but certainly they still won.
Yep.
So that gives them momentum, keeps the momentum going, and gets them ready for their big game tomorrow night against Versailles.
Like you said, I mean, it doesn't look like we're completely there. And wow, I was honestly hoping they'd come out and with a little bit more fire coming off a big, huge New Bremen win. And so it's like one of those games that where we have to act like New Bremen, we're playing New Bremen every game, and just come out here and dominate, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, you absolutely need to play at an unbelievably high level every game, because, you know, we talk about what they've got ahead of them. They've got Versailles tomorrow. They got Marion.
Those are two nice tasks there.
Outstanding teams, and we still have to play Coldwater. We still have to play Minster. We still
Knoxville.
Have to play New Knoxville. I mean, we are in the teeth of the MAC schedule right now, and there's just not one game. I mean, there's not one game where
we can't take easy.
There's not one game that you can just coast.
Nope,
because
there is not.
Any team in the MAC is going to thump you at any given opportunity if you're not playing, you know, at a really high level. So they're doing a great job, and coaches are doing a good job. I think the girls are having fun. So we want to thank our outstanding sponsors that make all this possible. I want to thank Neil Spencer and all the hard work he does. I'm Steve Stone with Reese Rogers. I want to thank Reese for all his help, because I'm about as dumb as it comes when it comes to computer stuff. So I wouldn't know what I'd do without Reese. So thanks very much for tuning in. We will talk to you tomorrow evening.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. Send you back to our regular programs.